Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level, and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Jennifer Bloom, your host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. Welcome to those of you who are here for the first time, those of you who are joining again. I'm really glad that and delighted that you've chosen to spend your next hour or so with us. We've got a great conversation today. I'll introduce my guest in just a moment. But I want to lay a little bit of groundwork before we jump into the conversation. One of the biggest shifts that I ask my clients to make is to remove their focus from the very present moment, pain, pinch points that we're all feeling, right? We're human, we all have them, and that's where we seek out assistance, right? And in money, there are plenty of pain pinch points, and I ask them to switch that focus from that very present moment pinch point to something bigger, to that connection between money and soul. Because when we start stepping into the divine playground, things are unlimited and things that we never thought possible are here. But of course, again, we're human, right? We tend to focus on those externals, whether it's in our money, whether it happens to be in our body, right? If we're experiencing pain, whether experiencing illness of some kind, we've got a health crisis going on, whether it's in our relationships and we're tired of arguing with our partner all the time. Being able to look beyond that can be a challenge. And at the same time, when we only focus on what's present, what the symptoms, so to speak, of the pain that we're feeling, it doesn't get us anywhere, right? We spend a lot of money chasing, trying to get rid of those symptoms, get rid of that pain, get rid of those bills, whatever it is. And it can help short term, maybe, but we're never really going to heal the cause. And that is why I am so delighted that I have my guest with me here today. This is Dr. Jen Phoenix Hatfield. She is a chiropractor by trade. And I would suspect that there were a few things before you were a chiropractor as well. Yes. Yes. So by trade. But she's not a traditional chiropractor because, and she'll say more about this when we get into the conversation, but one of her core beliefs is that your capacity to heal is unlimited. So why, as a chiropractor, would you do external manipulations for somebody who can do that healing from the inside out? But of course, we need guides to do that. And that's what she does. She is a guide. She's a mentor. She's a psychic. She's a medium. And she uses all of her skills to help guide her clients into that place of healing, in a place that becomes, I want to use the word miraculous, but that really takes away from the work, I think, because it isn't a miracle. We have the physical capability to do the healing that we want to do. So, Dr. Jen, I am delighted that you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I love this conversation, and thank you for that introduction. It's perfect.
Good, 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 good. So let's, I think people are probably nodding their heads along a little bit as we, as I was giving that introduction, but let's start at the beginning, shall we? Okay. Somebody very smart said it's a very good place to start. I mentioned this idea about symptoms and pinch points and that they're not the cause, but they are what get our attention. So let's start there and talk about why do they show up? Where do they come from? What's the origin? And let's start there.
Okay. Why do they show up? I would say they show up to get our attention. Mm-hmm. It is, I often say, this is how our body communicates with us. This is the language that our body has to say, hey, I've got something here I'd like you to pay attention to. Yeah. I would like you to address in some way. I also call it like, this is the place where the spotlight shows up and says, hey, there's an opportunity for healing or growth to happen here. Now, most of us were raised, I know I was, playing sports, whether we were in school or out having fun. You know, you're running around, you fall down, you get up, you start crying, and everybody goes, oh, don't cry, it's okay. And right from that point, we're being taught to not pay attention to what our body and what our being is feeling. And that continues to when we go to school and we're told to sit still and be quiet, even though, I don't know about you, but certainly as an adult, I don't like to sit still.
No.
Sit still. And anybody who works behind a desk or behind a computer knows that hours of sitting still is not good for us, but yet we expect it of our kids. And that message continues for a really long time in lots of different ways. I have conversations, and this was certainly me, that emotions, I didn't talk about them for years. It was something, if it wasn't something that was comfortable, we focused, we moved by it, and we turned our focus to something positive, something happy, something we'd rather be talking about. And as a result, we've learned to ignore those messages that we see as symptoms and address them in ways that only focus on, or pretty much only focus on those symptoms, and not get to the underlying cause, whether that's physical, whether it's emotional, mental, or spiritual. And that's where, the way I describe it, the magic happens, because that's where we can make transformational change. That's where we can heal. So to take all of that, it's communication.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that it comes down to, you know, I like how you shared about, you know, we're told, you know, sort of keep it all in, keep it right here, because you're a lot easier to deal with. You know, I'm an emoter. I feel everything, and I share a lot of emotions. And I know in my household, it wasn't safe to do that. And not because they were bad parents,
right,
but because that wasn't necessarily their language. And I know from family dynamics that there were other people in the family who had a lot of emotion that were hard to handle, right? They didn't want their daughter turning out like that. I get it. But, right, so it's this message of stay small, don't listen, be different. But also we then as adult or as kids are trying to stay safe.
Yes.
So it becomes something that there's a sort of an odd message in there. It's like, yes, I'm feeling this or emotionally or physically or spiritually, but is it really safe to even look at? Right. So we kind of turn blinders to it, I think.
Absolutely. And it's this type of thing too. Of course, as kids, a lot of what's happening within us, we don't know the words to express it. We don't know how to convey, even if we have the opportunity to say, okay, there's something going on and I don't know what to do with this. Along with the messages of do what you're told, do what you're expected, and you get rewards for acting and behaving in a way that we want you to.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So we, but then we're sort of this place of push pull, right? Because we have these things coming up that are painful and they're stressful to our system. We want them to go, but it's okay. What do I do with it? How do I handle it? How do I work through it? We're not taught that process of checking in and looking at it at another level deeper, another layer deeper.
Right. And like you said, I mean, as parents, in my experience, most parents are either doing what their parents did because they liked it and it worked for them, or they do like the opposite because they go, I'm never going to do that to my kids because it was awful as a child to be raised that way. And it's just creates a different pattern of not getting to the underlying cause often. And, you know, I had this conversation with my dad, I guess it's been about a couple of years ago, and he said I was an awful father. And I said, Dad, I said, for everything that I know about you, you've always done it 110%. I said, did you do fatherhood at less than 110%? And he said, no. And I said, I am at a point in my life that I can understand you did your best with what you knew then. And that was a huge healing experience for me and for my father.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what a rich conversation to be able to have with him in person, right? Right. So, okay. So as we're thinking about moving through the things that are causing us pain, are we looking for clusters of symptoms? Are we looking for, and by symptoms, again, meaning that the pain, the health crisis, the empty bank account, the relationship issue, do we want to start looking at clusters, or what is it that we want to start? How do we start that conversation with those symptoms so that we begin to get to the cause?
I would say just acknowledge them. First step, acknowledge that they're happening, acknowledging that they exist. And what I found, I mean, you know what it's like to be recognized and acknowledged. It feels good.
Yeah.
And often when we do that with ourselves, that's all we need to do is just say, hey, okay, this is what I'm feeling in this moment. And that in itself opens up and helps you to make that connection that sometimes that's all that's needed. If not, then it opens up the pathway that safety is there, that you feel more comfortable to be able to step through that, into what might be next. And by doing that, what I find too, is we're listening to those messages when they're whispers, when they're just like, oh, there's a little tension, there's a little discomfort, versus when clusters start happening or the pain gets extreme and it's basically your body screaming at you, please pay attention to me. I have inner wisdom to share with you.
You know, it's very interesting. So I actually, at the very beginning of this pandemic, I did something to my back. I couldn't put a coat on. It was so painful. And, but of course my chiropractor was not seeing clients, and I was using every tool in my toolkit to fix it. Mm-hmm. Ended up doing, I got about 90% of the way there and going to the, ended up being able to go to a chiropractor. And after the adjustment, I sobbed for 24 hours. And what I wasn't able to get internally was that what my back was telling me was pay attention to the grief that's coming up in this pandemic, right? There's things that are flowing that you're doing this too, you know, in order to take care of those three grown adult children who are going to be back in your house, your 70s plus parent, old parents, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so, but I didn't listen to it early enough while it was still a whisper, it manifested. Right. Okay. So let's pause for a moment. And then when we come back, let's dive deeper into this idea of safety and getting to the root of the cause. All right. So for now, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back soon.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you and is calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Dr. Jen Hatfield. So, Jen, before we get started back into this conversation, I would love for you to let the listeners know how they can find you. If they are really resonating with this message, how can they get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest way is through my website, and that's theintuitivephoenix.com. I'm also on social media, so Dr. Jen Phoenix Hatfield is also another way to easily contact me.
Fantastic. And I know that you have a couple of free gifts for folks, and they can find that on the main page of the recording here. Anything you want to share with them about those?
They are what I call my foundational tools. They are those things that I use every day that, and my clients as well, that we use regularly and that we go back to when stress, when tension, when things like the pandemic certainly rise up and change our life and we don't know what's coming next. They are the tools that help us to be connected, that we can hear our inner wisdom, and to remind us that everything that we need, we have within us, and that we are in fact safe.
Fantastic. Beautiful. So I'm going to encourage everyone to take a look at those, because we all need tools to turn back to, because life gets messy. It just does. Right. And the more we can turn to that inner wisdom, the better. We don't have to go and sob for 24 hours. Right. So, all right. So let's get back into our conversation here. And let's shift a little bit from talking about the symptoms to how do we get to that place of identifying that underlying cause? We talked about needing to feel safe, right? To be able to start to ask those questions. But how does somebody get started looking for that cause?
I would say with space. You know, often we are we're doers. As human beings, even though being is part of what we are, human doings would probably be more accurate to describe how most of us show up in the world. And we're constantly doing, whether even multitasking, you know, you're doing dishes or something like that, folding laundry, we've got podcasts and audiobooks, and we're constantly putting information in our mind, and all of our attention and focus ends up here. But that's not where the wisdom resides. The wisdom resides within our bodies, within our beings. So giving ourselves space to be available to hear what, and I say hear, how we receive information, of course, varies, but to be able to receive that information, It is my belief, and it's been my experience, and in talking to others, that our inner wisdom is constantly available to us. It can be constantly sending information. We're just not aware of it because we're filling our brain with so much information. So not having the need that when you have 5 minutes to pick up a phone and to be scrolling, to just sit quietly for those 5 minutes. Same thing at a stoplight. I mean, often people will tell me, oh, I don't have time for these things. But when you start using these 3 minutes, these 5 minutes, these 10 minutes that organically show up in our day, and if we just allow that space to be available, people will start to receive information. I know one of the ways people will say, you know, in the shower ends up being a source or a place that I get inspiration. And it's because we get going into that routine, but we let our mind go, and often because it's in the morning too, so we haven't fully engaged in the doing. And that space shows up, and here comes inspiration. So giving ourselves the space and that time to disconnect from our brain.
Yeah, that's so important. And I think that as soon as we give ourselves that space and permission and we start asking, I think that inner wisdom goes, yay!
Yes.
not to personify it necessarily, but it's like, finally, here you are. I have so much to tell you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have people in our life that, you know, we have like a standing appointment for a conversation.
Yes.
You know, whether it's family or friends, you know that every Monday at such and such time, you're going to connect with so-and-so or this time a month, but yet we don't do that with ourselves.
Yeah.
We, again, fill the time. And for a lot of people, and this absolutely used to be me, the fun, the space, the rest, all of that would happen when everything else was done.
Right.
Or I just crashed and couldn't do anymore. So, like you said, ask. I tell people, schedule ideally minimum twice a day, partway into the day, and then later in the afternoon, to just spend even 2 minutes with ourselves to say, hey, Jen, how are you?
Yeah.
Because by doing that, we start to receive information that can change the trajectory of our day in really amazing positive ways.
Yeah, and as soon as we start, because the question I hear in my head, which I hear from a lot of people, is, well, how do I know it's real, right? But I think as soon as you start to you open up the space, you start to listen, and you start to act, you're going to start to understand how you're going to get evidence for yourself. For example, just a really simple example for myself, I had some social media due to my VA, and I was sitting and I was trying to, oh my gosh, I was trying really hard to just power through it. It wasn't working. Mm-hmm. I hear this voice, just let it go, take a nap. So I just closed it down. I took a nap. I've left it for the rest of the day. I only had an hour the next day when it usually takes me an hour and a half to get done. But I came down first thing in the morning. It was done in half an hour. Right? Mm-hmm. Super simple, right? That's, you know, is it changing my health, my bank account? Well, maybe. Not in the moment, but every time I choose to follow through on what I've heard,
yes,
I get proof, right?
Yes.
And then you can start, that's how you start building that chain of trust, that you're really hearing something beyond just ego speaking or your head speaking to you. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and often people will say, how did I go from being a chiropractor to practicing and healing as a psychic and a medium? And it was much like what you just shared. I would receive information, a message of some kind that says, like, adjust this person's jaw or something that I wouldn't normally pay attention to. And then after I did, they'd go, why did you do that? And I'm like, you know, honestly, I don't know. I just know I was supposed to. Well, I forgot to tell you that my jaw locked up for 3 hours over the weekend.
Oh, gosh.
You know? And yeah, as it happened more, I was like, oh, I've got to pay attention to this. And then it's as I paid more and more attention, it expanded to other things outside of adjustments. It would be ask this question, share this statement. Or if we were trying to uncover why these symptoms kept showing up, and we weren't experiencing the change that we were expecting, we'd be, yeah, like detecting, and it'd be like, is there something around softball? And I can remember this with a woman. She was 60 something years old. Never would have thought softball would have been relevant. Right. And I said, I'm getting that there's something around softball. And she said, yes. And she proceeded to share all this information that was the underlying event. And then it led to the underlying emotional cause of why she was experiencing the symptoms that she was. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I recommend with my clients is start a notebook. Start writing down those messages that you share and whether or not you follow through on them, and then what happens. Because what I hear a lot is, well, sometimes what I'm asking about isn't happening right in this moment. And so I don't know if it worked or not.
Okay. Yep.
And so for each time that they don't get like immediate satisfaction, they're thinking like, oh, does this really work? I mean, come on. But when people start to track it, they start to recognize they're receiving a lot more information than what they were aware of. And they start to see the pattern that when they listen, it does in some way pay off.
Yeah. You know, and I also think that as we start to listen, we also just, you were speaking before about honoring and acknowledging, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that when we really start this habit of listening to our inner wisdom, our whole system calms down just in general, right? That we're going from this frenetic do to just spaces of calm, which again, it changes everything in our entire being, which is going to impact our bodies. It's going to impact our frequency, which means it changes how we're connecting with our inner wisdom, with the divine, with our souls. And so it can start to clear things up.
Absolutely.
On its own. Yeah.
Well, and that goes back to, and you bring up an excellent point, when we are constantly trying to figure out things in our mind, when we're stressed, when we're tense, when we're experiencing pain, we tend to move into the part of our nervous system, the sympathetic part, the fight, flight, freeze part, which is all about survival. And I don't know about you, when it comes to my life and my business, I don't want to be making decisions from a survival state because that's in the moment. We want to be making decisions that we're talking about long-term health and well-being, long-term abundance, and not in this moment. Or just in this moment. And when we acknowledge ourselves and connect to ourselves, we're developing a relationship with ourselves where we then build love, trust, and confidence that the information that we're sharing is in fact relevant and true. And then we're making decisions for our life from that place of peace and relaxation. And that's where we start to not only experiencing true change and transformation, but something that can be sustained and not this roller coaster that most of us live on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I talk to people, the thing that I hear, one of the things I hear the most is, I just want to flow. I just want to flow. I feast, famine, up, down, good, bad, whatever. I mean, of course, there's a lot of language there, but I just want to be in the flow. And so when we can sustain it without the roller coaster, life gets amazingly juicy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we need to take another break. What I'd like to do when we come back is to actually talk about some examples of people that you have worked with. I'll join in too, and talk about like what does this really look like in real life? All right. All right, you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be back in a moment.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jennifer Bloom. I'm here with my guest, Dr. Jen Hatfield. And we are talking all about symptoms and causes and inner wisdom. And so now let's go practical. If you wouldn't mind, would you share some stories of some clients that you've worked with and kind of what that process looks like and how they came out on the other side as they discovered more of that internal cause?
Gladly. Now, one of the things I will say is I never know in a session what we're actually going to do till the session starts, because it is inner wisdom, and where we are in the moment today and where we think we're going to be next week may be entirely different. So we are very much like on the moment and learning to listen in that moment. But in speaking of like empty bank accounts, I can think of a client. We had been working together for a period of time. She used to come in like literally sobbing like every session, just so upset, in pain, frustrated, angry, and reached a point where now she was out of pain, but now her bank account was the pain point. And so one of the things that I asked her to do was to listen, to give herself that space. And often I just say to people, you know what, like close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and then ask yourself what yourself wants you to know and see what shows up. Now, of course, sometimes, especially when we're first starting, the mind wants to get in the way. And, you know, we got to kind of like back off. And I tell people, like, move the focus from here into their body. Yeah. And I was doing this with her. And I said, where did you learn about money? Because that was what I was hearing. Like, where did you learn about money? And she said, well, from my father. And I was like, okay. I said, but did your mom have anything to say about money? She's like, no, my mother didn't say anything about money. And I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I said, so after we listened some more and just was, again, in that space, I said, what are you taking away from this conversation? And she said that I learned just as much from my mother about money that I did from my father. And I said, okay, so now what do we do with this information? Now, obviously, I'm simplifying it and I'm—
Of course, yes, of course.
But I said, so now what do we do with this information? She's like, well, I have to continue this conversation. I have to continue this discovery of what did I learn from my father, but what else did I learn from my mother, and who else might have influenced my beliefs and patterns and thoughts around money? And I was like, yes, okay, awesome. And she, at this point, had discovered one of the easiest ways for her to do that was to just write. To write without thought and be like, okay, dad, put them on the page and then just start writing, see what comes. And usually when she stopped writing, there would be this piece of insight that she would gain. And once she did that for her father, for her mother, and then she realized the church was also a key factor in that. Then she came back, and what we did is we went through a process of acknowledging what the old beliefs were and how we chose them as kids when we didn't fully understand how life worked. And I helped her to choose new beliefs that she could choose every day. And in letting go of the old beliefs. And we went through a simple process. And it varies from person to person, but a simple process of literally imagining as you exhale, I mean, pretty simple, that the stuff that's no longer serving, all that past, that we can leave it in the past.
Yeah.
And as a result, she tools that she could use each day. And that was these new beliefs and recognizing in her body when her body was saying, oh, we're getting off track.
Yeah.
And that would be tension, that would be stress, that would be, and for her, that was typically like uncontrollable sobbing or feeling like she was just going to break down and cry. That's when she knew something was out of alignment in her body and what she was trying to do. And that's a key component, is recognizing that if it's pain, if it's discomfort, mine used to be my shoulders would get higher and higher and tighter as the day would go on, and as the more stress would pile on. So I know for myself, if I'm feeling that, there's something for me to pay attention to.
Yeah.
So not looking at symptoms, even with our bank account, like the roller coaster, money today, none tomorrow, as the bad thing and something we don't want, but what information is it wanting to share with us?
Oh, yes, yes. I want to shout, yes! because I think for so many reasons, I think we take a look at the symptoms and we judge ourselves, right? What? Like, oh, I'm so stupid. Why is this happening again? Why can't I figure this out? Why can't I lose this weight? Why can't I, you know, yeah. Whatever it is, right? And if we can just say, wait a minute, I'm whole and complete, and this piece of me that doesn't feel whole and complete anymore is telling me something.
Yeah.
Right. And I had a client, and the paradigm that I use is, and I've spoken about it on the show before. It's called soul language, and it's a paradigm that helps put some tangibility to soul. It's this idea that there are 107 different voices of the divine, and we bring certain energies in to help us when we're here on the planet. And I talk about the energies that support both personally and money. So I had a client who was feeling very overworked, you know, really working hard at her job. She was having a job. She had extra jobs she was doing in the evening, feeling her debt really building up. And she had a number of physical symptoms and just being really caught up in the, why can't I get this right? And in the conversation, I identified that two of her languages, money-wise, work. One's called beekeeper and one is called partner. And beekeeper is all about productivity, but productivity at the mind, body, and spirit level. So she was recognizing all kinds of patterns that she had learned about work hard, earn your money, do, right? We've talked about this, do. And so what that meant to me was, okay, you're out of alignment with this beekeeper energy. She'd brought it in as a reminder to say, hey, put some of that on spirits back. Allow others to, you know, you are the queen bee, let others assist. The other half of the equation with partner is all about being a partner with divine energy. And she really had this idea that money is up here and she's down here. Well, when you start to remember that we're both divine, it's both the same. And again, you can call on the divine. Right. So as she did all of that and worked through it, what she found was that when she got those signals of stress and tension, okay, I'm working too hard. It's time to give some of that away. That's when she found that she was able to fill up the savings account, you know, because she was being supported in a way that she wasn't letting herself be supported before, because she felt like she had to do all of it herself. But again, if we can remember that those pinch points, those pain points are messages. They're not condemnations of who we are, yeah. Right? It's so important.
You know, often people will say, well, if I just knew what was going on. And that's when I say, that's why there's a spotlight on these pain points, because that is the opportunity for growth and healing. That's where the information is. And we've been asking for it, but we just haven't recognized those trigger points as the opportunities for healing and growth. We see them and we've been taught that we don't want them, and we want them to go away as quickly and as easily as possible. But when we pay attention and acknowledge and, again, show up in partnership, then we can experience something entirely different.
Yeah. You know, as you were speaking, what I felt in my body was, okay, pause and take a breath, just like, and be here, be present, and just, and listen. Right.
Yeah.
So this has been a fantastic conversation. I can't thank you enough for being here. If there's one final thing that you would want to make sure that people really hear today, what would that be?
That everything that we have, everything we need within us, whether it's abundant, whether it's health, whether it's love, whether it's healing, it all lives within us. Sometimes we lose our awareness of it, we lose our connection to it, but it can be as easy as taking a moment, breathing, looking within yourself, and going, where does abundance, where is it hanging out within me? And usually something pops up, whether it's the heart, the gut, the knee, the toe, it's there. So I want people to know what they're looking for is within them, and it's available to them right now.
Yeah, we're wise, aren't we? I mean, we really are wise beings. We've just forgotten. Isn't, we forget yeah. That, you know, and I really appreciate what you've shared about the journaling and about being able to really get that internal wisdom. And when we remember that it's all there, again, it's that another, and that's that next layer of permission to hear it and to receive it and to live it.
Well, and you know, you had a good point there. You know, journaling is one way, but for somebody, they might get, you know what, I need to go play.
Yeah.
That might be their doorway or their path to open up. It doesn't seem related. So we question it. We go, no. Play? Really?
Yeah.
But for them, it might be play, or it might be dancing, or it might be, I don't know, hiking. It can be anything. But when it pops in, pay attention. It's for you.
Beautifully. Well, I'm going to let that be the last word, because what else is there? So Dr. Jen Hatfield, thank you again so much for being a part of the conversation today. And I would encourage everyone to take a look at those foundational tools that she has as an offer, because it's something we get to keep coming back to over and over again when we're starting to hear those signals. All right. Thank you again. And so now we'll go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance on Transformational Talk Radio. We'll be back soon.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset diet and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance. I am your host, Jennifer Bloom. And my guest and I, Jennifer Hatfield, we were speaking about symptoms and causes and being able to tap into your inner wisdom to start to understand what those symptoms are telling you. And to be able to stay in a place of curiosity. I think that's something I really would like to add to what we've already said, is that if you can get to that point of being curious about what is happening in regards to those pain points, then that is going to serve you really well. It's going to keep you out of that the stress and the blame and shame game, which we tend to play. You know, when we get into pain points around money, whether it is the fact that we don't have enough money to pay the bills this month, or whether it's because we really want to reach that next level of wealth and we haven't been able to get there yet, or we're in a job that isn't necessarily, you know, it's paying the bills, it's giving you a really wonderful life, but it isn't exactly how you want to live, right? We tend to get into that place of shame and blame. And it's a learned process. I think there's a lot of parenting that happens through shame and blame. And it's that way because our parents did it, our parents before us did it, and it really doesn't serve us. So you want to replace that habit of shame and blame with an idea of curiosity. Like, you know, as Dr. Jen was saying, there's a spotlight on this for a reason. It's because your being is trying really hard to get your attention. You are either believing something that is not in alignment with what your soul believes, or you've had experiences, previous experiences that have caused you to kind of put some blinders on. And again, your soul is saying, hey, things could be different. So what I'd like to do in this last segment of the conversation is to start talking to your inner wisdom about some of the symptoms that you're seeing in regards to money, and then ask what are the next pieces of information that you need to have in order to identify that underlying cause. And I want to be careful here because we don't want to spend all of our time on so-called fishing expeditions to see what's wrong with us. Because when we do that, we're in a perpetual state of believing that we're broken and there's something wrong with us. And we're not broken. We have everything that we need. It's whether it's being expressed or not, whether we're allowing ourselves to be in connection and in alignment with our whole beings. But I do think that when symptoms are coming up on a regular basis, right? If you consistently have the same issue happening with your money or with your health or in your relationships, that's when it's really worth taking this deeper dive. Okay, so let's go ahead. If you're someplace where you can close your eyes, go ahead and do that. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out. Ask for your body and soul to be integrated as you drop your consciousness down into your heart center. And this just takes you out of that the mind that wants to play games. And as you allow yourself to get centered, let's start to just ask the question, what symptoms are continuing to show up for me in relationship to money? Those symptoms could be things like forgetting to pay the bills. That the symptom, so you have all kinds of late charges. A symptom might be getting a set amount of money in and then having a bill that comes right away that takes it all away. It might be a symptom of decreasing income. The symptom might be something like always taking a job for the money rather than for what your soul wants you to do. So just pause for a moment. I'll stop talking and just note, what are some of those symptoms coming that are recurring for you? And if you want to note them on paper, you can always journal these down too. And just let whatever's coming up come up, okay? We have a tendency we wanted to judge a little bit. And you might need a little bit more time with this, so you can always continue this part of the exercise after the show, or if you're listening to the recording, just go ahead and pause and finish up. But now, let's have you ask divine intelligence to create a conscious connection between you and your soul. If you know your personal soul languages, I'm going to invite you to connect that way. If you haven't had those identified, you can go ahead and just ask to connect to your soul in whatever way feels best to you. And then let's ask your soul, what is the underlying cause that your being is trying to get your attention about with all of these symptoms? So what's the internal cause, the why these symptoms are showing up? And I'm going to give you a moment to just connect in and listen and see what might come up for you. And as you're listening, you might hear something like, your inner being is wanting you to have a deeper sense of trust in yourself, or a deeper understanding of divinity, or the knowing that money is of the divine. Maybe it wants you to trust your creative process in a new way. It might be asking you to detach your sense of self-worth from what's in the bank account. Maybe it's asking you to understand that money is divinity and it's unlimited and you have access to an unlimited supply. Those are some of the bigger pictures, the bigger picture causes that might be coming up. Or it might be an experience you had with your family, a belief structure that's no longer supporting you. It might be something where someone told you something about money and you, you know, you're a woman, you're never going to know how to handle money. You're the man, you're supposed to be the breadwinner, right? Why aren't you providing for your family? Okay. So I'll pause for a moment and just again, ask divine intelligence to connect you with your soul. And what's that underlying cause that those symptoms are trying to get your attention around? Okay. So let's thank your soul. And again, if you need more time, you can return to it in a little bit or you can pause the recording. But let's say thank you to your soul. And go ahead and open your eyes when you're ready. And what my goal is here is for you to really engage your curiosity, to begin to look at what used to be things you would define as pain points as attention getters, right? And if you need any assistance doing this, please reach out. It's the work that I do, and I love to do it. And I would love to walk you through this. You can reach me at my website at jenniferbloom.com. If you're just interested in knowing more information about this kind of work, more information about soul abundance in general, you can find me at my Facebook page. It's Soul Abundance Guide. I'm on Instagram too, but I don't play there as much as I play on my Facebook page. So join me over there, okay? All right, everyone. Well, it has been a tremendous pleasure again to spend this hour or so with you. And if you have any questions, please reach out. You can leave it here at the website. You can leave it at my website as well, Jennifer at jenniferbloom.com. More than happy to answer any questions that come up for you. All right. And so you can continue listening the first and third Fridays of every month at 9 o'clock Pacific and noon Central. So until we meet again, everyone, I wish each and every one of you prosperous blessings. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit jenniferbloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.